What is up, y'all? Happy Saturday. You are blessed. I'm blessed. We're all blessed of the Lord. You're here. You're breathing. You have a pulse. And you have, it's His purpose, not your purpose. It's His purpose. Here on this earth, you have been blessed beyond. We have too much to lose. Way too much to lose. And I just want to reach out to you and give you a little bit of a message. And ultimately, I mean, it's my stories and what leads up to, you know, my testimony is of finding Christ and being a miracle to be here. And why not share that? So let me go here real quick. If you are in Christ, if you love Jesus, then you have been redeemed, correct? You have been delivered from the darkness. You've been set free. You know what you got. So therefore, in the Word, if you're going to the Word, because faith without the Word, it says in the Word, is not faith, then you are not going out into the world. Even if you know the gospel, you should still be going into the Word. Because why? Because you can read one scripture twice, and then on that third time, you have a revelation. And that will make sense to you when that happens. So I pray that for whoever's listening right now, that next time you go into the Word, that something just stands out to you. And you, that strengthens you for a reason, not just for your life, but it says to go out into the world and do greater works than He. Greater is He that is in me than is in the world. And it says to be an ambassador for Christ. So you are given the Holy Spirit. You know, Spirit of the Lord upon you to go out and preach the gospel. So it might not look the same for you as like doing a podcast, doing a video, things kind of like I do. But what I will tell you is you should be shining your light. You are the light. It says be the light. So if you are free, then that 70% is probably off a little bit on Google, but the 70% of people in this world, you know, that are not Christians, you should be going to them and telling them how good Jesus is and what He did for you, that He went to that cross, He shed His blood, gave His blood, made sin for our sins, and never sinned for us to be free from the enemy, be able to fight. Yes, we're going to have sufferings in this life. You go into the Word, we're living it. You know, go into Acts, we're living it. There are outreaches, our church Champion Life. Y'all come out. Y'all please come out. And I pray for that person that's like going 60 miles per hour on a 35, putting people in danger. Lord. But, you know, even right now, I could be freaking out. I lost track of time and I need to be at Publix before 7, and it says on my GPS I'll be there at 6:58. So I called the pharmacy and the girl said, can it wait till tomorrow? And I was like, well, I mean, it could, you know, but I could be freaking out. But what do? I just let it be. You're gonna get to where you're going if you just, you know, just breathe. When you're in traffic, just breathe, especially Florida people. But because it's not worth it, you going over the speed limit. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, you not putting on your blinker. Think about everybody else around you. If they were your loved ones, you should think about them as being loved ones. That's really what I'm trying to do these days, is really look at the cars and think who's inside. And maybe what they're going through. And that I don't want to be in a car accident. Because I have family I love that loves me. But also I have a mission here. And I don't want to hurt anyone else. I've had a few patients that we see regularly tell me their story about losing a loved one. Their sons or daughters. Car accident. One of my coworkers lost a daughter in the way. So I need to get a bumper sticker that says, do you follow Jesus this close? And have it like glowing in the dark. But no, that really might distract someone. But I'll be like, Holy Spirit, please help this person. But no, really, pray for you to receive something right now. And that's just through, you know, that's through what I've been through, but also what I am persevering through, going through. Because I'll tell you, a lot of people, when they hear me talk at first, it's like, oh, she thinks she knows it all. She, you know, there are people that have come at me, man. And persecution will come. Over 2 years of the devil sees me speaking more and more and more, and he wants me to fall and stay down. And that's not an option in my book. It's not. It's just not. You know, I have too much to lose. And I mean, for goodness sake, people will say also, Kristen, what do you do on your weekends? What do you, like, you're always at work and church and what, like, what do you do? I don't know, just like go into the word and see what else God has to say for me to go out into this world. Because your soul, there's no price for God on that. It says that in the word. Like, it's, you were made with love. You were made with love. He loves you. God is love. And Jesus already paid the price. He gave his one and only son for you. So if you're a parent, think about that. Think about that. The sacrifice. The promises. The love. Because he is the way, the truth, the light. And you will never be forsaken. Even at your weakest, when enemies attack, the Lord is holding on to you. He never walked away. Never. Ever. He was there, even in your drug use, even in whatever was going on. Doesn't mean that he wanted you to hurt. He was waiting for you to call for him and say, Jesus, I need you. He hasn't come yet. A lot of people are in panic stuff, and we shouldn't be in a panic state. Yes, there is the world, the crazy world, like what's going on right now with battles and hate, and it's bad. Yeah, it is. But we pray for those people. And in no panic, we go out to the world. We go out with urgency, which means immediate, you know. When you're able to speak the name of Jesus and help someone come to him, that's going to strengthen more and more God's army. Like, we, do you want to be on Satan's? Do you still want to be tied down to his chains and him laughing at you because you're a joke? He thinks you're a joke. You're not really a joke, by the way, but that's what he thinks. And he will twist your mind. And I've been to the depths of hell. You know, I'm one of those people that's ventured to hell, like, for real, and I ventured to God's light. And I've been put back down for a reason, not just for a 9-to-5 job, but to remind you of how much you were loved. And I keep going into the word because I want to know what God is wanting to tell me, to strengthen me through my trials and tribulations, so I can in turn share that with you. Doesn't mean I don't make mistakes, right? Like, sin, a lot of people too, let me just say this, a lot of people think that, you know, because even if you're coming to Christ, you are freed, right? You have been forgiven. But a lot of people think, well, oh, if I slip up, if I miss the mark, if I went and had a drink and I said I wouldn't, or this or that, whatever, you fall, you're going to hell. No, you repent, you go, you know, go to the Lord. God is merciful every day. New mercies every day. Now, there is a person that was in my life, and I prayed for him after I didn't see him anymore, put it that way. But I felt convicted about something him and I were doing. And this is after me being saved. So I'm going to be real, 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 real with you. I don't have to go into details. You could probably, you know, let your imagination go. But I felt convicted about something, and he said, well, that's why we repent. But the problem, you're right, you go and you repent, you know, you're a child of God, you've been freed from the darkness, yet you stepped a little bit, put your tippy toe there, and made a mistake. saying pretty much, yeah, that's why you repent. And he wanted to do it again. And with intentions of, I can just go repent again. That is not of God. That is not of God. That is like your child saying, you know what, I'm sorry, Mom, but they're totally intending to do it again. Now, we have to teach our children, of course, but we should, as adults, not think that way, you know? You're not going to hell if you make a mistake. So, and if you have made tons of mistakes, look at Paul in the Bible when he was a murderer. God called down to him and he surrendered it all. And he was in awe. And I'm in awe by that. So whatever you have done, it doesn't matter. 10 years ago, 20, you have a chance. But you have to make a choice. Nobody can do it for you. I used to think that, y'all, when I was in a house that I thought was a home, not really, but that was full of hate and horrific stuff. And I was being tortured in many ways by the devil and other things, abuse. And I was having stuff shot up my veins by choice sometimes. But a lot of awful things, right? But I made the choice when a house fire happened. I don't even know still to this day how it started, but I still say, you know what? God, you started that fire. That was my escape. Because I was already planning an escape. I was already trying a few times. And God was already trying to speak to me through my dreams. Even rescued me through nightmares, through hell. But he said, run. So right then I was obedient. And ran barefoot in the rain, in the cold. Long story. But fearful for my life and actually in a dying state. So I had done so much that I thought when I was in that house, and I was pleading out to God, but also bleeding hate out of me and pain and sorrow and guilt, that's a big one, is shame, being shamed, being hated, being hurt in any way you can think. And I thought to myself, I'm never going to be anything. Like, because for a long time in my life, I just felt God has something more for me before I went into that darkness. And then in that darkness, in that house, many moments I will never forget, I felt like that. Like, God, I'm done. Like, it's too late. It's too late. Why do I cry right now? I cry the same reason that Jesus is crying. And that is because some will be lost for the lack of the knowledge. For the pain that they think they're sitting in is too much. And it's too late. It's not. It is not. You are loved. There is no other like him. You are his beloved. You were knit in your mother's womb with love. This isn't science. This is God. This isn't a fairy tale. This is God. This isn't lies of the devil. This is God. I'm not God, but I have Christ in me, which in turn, that is godliness. And he loves you. And he never will leave you. Doesn't want you to hurt. I promise you that. So you got to hold tight. And you got to face whatever you have to face with all your might. He is the Almighty. But he will give you that strength. You just have to ask. You have to believe. You have to repent. You have to surrender. And you have to be still and know that he is God. And he will never, ever deny you an answer. You ask in his name, you shall receive. He wants you to speak to that mountain. He wants you to. He's not going to move that mountain. He wants you to. And Father, I just pray I make it to this pharmacy and they are forgiving for me to get this medication, but we shall see. But yeah, he loves you. And I mean, I've been there where I've been in the Middle East, living on a compound, where I put myself, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be fun. I knew it was going to be an outer comfort zone, but it was a sacrifice. So my husband at the time and my son and the baby in my belly, Dawson and Ty, we'd all be together. And that place was, I have some good memories, yes. I mean, I delivered my second son there, even though in that hospital, there was almost an international incident. There were a few times in that country that Kristen, Mississippi gal, had to shut her mouth, and it was, God was helping me with that, for sure. But I was isolated, you know, on a compound. Wasn't, as a woman, allowed to drive? Do you see how, like, I mean, we have freedom in this country, but are you really free? Are you really free of pain, of depression, of anxiety, of chronic pain, of post-traumatic stress disorder, of whatever healing stuff you need? You were healed by his stripes. So you have to ask yourself that. You are a citizen here. You are free in America. I see a flag right now. Are you free from Satan? Are you free? Ask yourself that. Keep asking yourself questions. Because the minute you stop asking yourself questions, that's when your growth is no longer and you sit in the same little box. And that box becomes your coffin. That box becomes, okay, yeah, maybe you went to Christ and yeah, you're going to heaven. And that's it. We're done. That's all, folks. And yay. But imagine you get there. I ask people this all the time. Imagine you get there and you're like, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. You're my Savior. I love you. Thank you. And he's like, yeah, I did save you. I did deliver you. I did shed my blood and suffer. I gave you the Holy Spirit when I rose. You rose with me. You died with me, rose with me. You were made a new creation. But did you go tell anybody? Did you go tell anybody? Imagine that. A disappointment when you get to heaven? I mean, you will. You have an account that you have to address with God, right? But when you see Jesus for the first time, he will have tears. And it's for those that are lost, have perished, because they do not have the knowledge, because they do not know. And if you know, you know, you know, you know. So why aren't you going out to show? I gotta go in real quick.